May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Lent is a time of penitence or repentance. In the Old Testament, repentance was the means to obtain divine forgiveness. It was not enough to simply hope and pray for pardon. Man had to humble himself, acknowledge his wrong, and resolve to depart from sin. In short, it was a type of confession and amendment of life that allowed Old Testament people to get right with God. The Psalms give us ample evidence that penitence and confession must be an integral component of all prayers for forgiveness. One element of repentance is contrition, which is a heart that is genuinely worn and bruised or profoundly affected with grief and sorrow for having done wrong. We use the heart as a symbol for the soul. When we are contrite before the Lord, we show remorse or guilt for the sins that we have committed. When we come to the Lord with contrite hearts, we are acknowledging that we are miserable offenders. Ash Wednesday was the beginning of the Lenten season, and on that day, Christians around the world received the ashes of penitence on their foreheads. We do this to remind us of the sacrifice of Jesus and of the sorrow that we ought to feel for our sins. It's a time we ought to recognize the need for change in our lives. This should not be just a superficial change, but a deep spiritual change. It's a time when traditionally Christians fast and seek to strengthen their connection with God the Father and with Jesus Christ. It is also something of a Christian Yom Kippur, a time of atonement for Christians. But it is not Yom Kippur in the same sense that our Jewish cousins understand it, since we believe that Jesus took our sins on his shoulders by his sacrifice on the cross. Lent has been observed from the earliest Christian times in varying forms and has been in its present form since the early Middle Ages. Historically, Lent was observed in the first century, and there are indications that the prescribed 40 days originated from the Council of Nicaea in 325 AD. Lent is common to the traditions of Roman Catholicism, the Eastern Orthodox, Anglicans, and many Lutherans. The Psalms provide many references to repentance and forgiveness. On Wednesday, Psalm 51 was read as part of the penitential office. Wash me thoroughly from my wickedness, for I acknowledge my faults, and my sin is ever before me. Thou shalt purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. The sacrifice of God is a troubled spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, shalt thou not despise. All taken from Psalm 51. But it is contrition, a sorrowful and guilty heart. Is that enough? No. Contrition must be coupled with outward acts. Remorse for our sins must be translated into deeds. First, we must stop doing the evil things that have caused our hearts to be guilty and sorrowful. And second, we must take steps to do good. St. Mark chapter 1, verse 4 chronicles the proclaiming of repentance by John the Baptist. Jesus also proclaimed repentance and commissioned his disciples in like manner. Repentance is a change of mind that is given credence by a change of allegiance in our lives so that we live in accord with the statutes and ordinances of God rather than man. We adopt new values and amend the style of our lives to make them pleasing in the eyes of God. But repentance is not emotional. Certainly we will have emotive feelings, but emotion alone does not mean that we are repentant. Repentance is our deep sorrow for having offended God and our desire to change, coupled with our active efforts to change or amend our lives. In the family prayer section of our prayer book on page 588, we find a prayer for grace. In that prayer are two sentences that seem to me to nicely sum up repentance. Those sentences say this: imprint on our hearts such a dread of thy judgments and such a grateful sense of thy goodness to us as may make us both afraid and ashamed to offend thee. And above all, keep in our minds a lively remembrance of that great day in which we must give a strict account of our thoughts, words, and actions to him whom thou hast appointed the judge of the quick and dead. This prayer is a synopsis of all that is necessary, imprinting on our hearts a dread of God's judgment, a change of attitude, remembrance of our sins, recognition of the consequences, and a sincere desire to avoid the horrendous result of our sins, leading to modification of our lives. That's the technical aspect of repentance. But there's more. First, we have to admit to ourselves that we've sinned, and we don't like to do that very much. It's kind of an ego thing. Lent is a 40-day period of reflection, consideration, and repentance. It is a special time when we should look into ourselves to see what we should amend. But what is it that we should repent of? And the easy answer is sin. That's pretty obvious. Sin is easy to recognize. It's big and mean and ugly. Or is it? If we drive on I-10 or on Oracle Road and think harshly about some individual we really don't know or whisper something under our breath that may not be Christian in origin, have we sinned? As a matter of fact, that happened to me yesterday when I was coming back from Betty's memorial service. Some cotton picker behind me, in the right lane, you understand, he was barreling up and wanted me to drive faster and shook his fist at me, and I must say I said a couple of things that weren't very Christian. But in any event, what if somebody cuts us off in a lane change? Actually, he did that. In our celebration of Holy Communion, we are called to the Lord's Supper by the celebrant saying, "Ye who are in love and charity with your neighbors, draw near." Was I in love and charity with my cotton-picking neighbor yesterday? I think not. Anyhow, we go to church every week, or just about every week. We tithe, we pray, we read Scripture. We can see the speck in our neighbor's eye, but too often we miss the beam in our own. That may constitute arrogance. Is that a sin? Should we repent of it? There's another element to repentance. It's called forgiveness. In the Lord's Prayer, we say at each morning prayer and evening prayer, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. God is willing, ready, and able to forgive us, but he expects that we will forgive in turn. Have any of us ever felt slighted by what we thought somebody meant when they said something that was uncomplimentary or carried bruised feelings in our souls for a time after? That's known as holding a grudge. If we fail to forgive others, do we have something to repent? The amendment of life that we should experience, if we truly repent, must of necessity include a willingness to forgive others as God forgives us. Repentance means not just a sorry heart, but also the doing of good deeds. And what better way to begin Lent than to forgive another who has transgressed against us? In our family evening prayers, we have a confession of sin to use, and in that prayer we ask God to have mercy on us and to forgive us all our transgressions, make us deeply sensible of the great evil of them, and work in us an hearty contrition that we may obtain forgiveness at thy hands. If we accept the mercy and forgiveness of God, we have to give it back to others as part of our good acts and amendment of life, as part of our repentance. On Wednesday, we accepted the ashes as an outward symbol of the death and suffering of Christ and as an outward sign of our sorrow for our sins and also as our first step in repentance this Lenten season. We should consider the things we want God to forgive us for. We should not feel any shame or feeling miserable about them. We should ask God to forgive us and to do so seriously, not just as a matter of form. We then must accept God's forgiveness and pass that forgiveness on to others. We need to thank God for his goodness to us by being good to our fellow humans. In these 40 days of Lent, let's consider in the silence of hearts what we have to repent of. With a contrite heart, we should surrender those things to God and accept his forgiveness. By truly sharing the forgiveness of God with our fellows in this Lenten season, and by truly repenting of our sins, small and large alike, we come closer to God. Amen.